My name is Tan Lin from class TO4. The video that I watched was video 1, Investigating Trees. So in the video, the teachers actually followed the features of an inquiry classroom. They started off by allowing students to pursue their interests and questions. So in the video, the children's environment actually had just been through a storm. So the neighborhood had been through a storm and the trees had fallen or kind of crashed down in the neighborhoods. The teachers thought that it would be a good idea to have the children investigate on trees because they weren't sure if the children actually took a close look at trees before. So they initiated the investigation, which hit the goal of level 1 structure inquiry. The teachers started talking about trees, so it's initiated by teachers. They invited each class to pick their own tree and kind of get to know or investigate their chosen tree. So this investigation itself touched on observing, because they had to look at the different trees that were present in the neighborhood, and recording, because they took down notes and about the trees that they've chosen, and communicating, because they discussed about the different types of trees or maybe anything that came up that was interesting to them. They discussed about it with their friends. Then to retain their knowledge, the teachers encouraged the children to draw their own trees on paper and label the different parts of the tree. For math, the teachers actually initiated the lessons because they realized that they could compare sizes of the leaf, the shapes of the leaf, and the types of leaves. The teachers allowed the children to experiment with materials such as leaves and wood. So they were provided with these materials and they decorated their book. Then during their investigation, the children were also interested in animals, so the teachers decided to start a project on creating a 3D beehive. This is hitting the level 3 open inquiry where the child initiates a project. So what I learned from this is that the teachers worked with people knowledgeable about trees or the topic they were working on, even though it was a simple topic. So I realized that there's no topic that is considered too easy or too hard, because each topic can be worked on with people more knowledgeable in that particular field. For questions, my question is, what if the topic is so broad that the children have many different questions and interests? What will a teacher do to prevent too much time to be concentrated on one topic with too many subtopics?